Welcome to English with Fraser, the weekly podcast for intermediate English learners who are serious about improving. Whether you're brushing up or building your confidence, join me each week for real conversations, smart tips, and the touch of that British charm. Let's level up your English one episode at a time. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to English with Fraser, the podcast where we explore the quirks of English, British culture, and the curious things that make this little island tick. Now, today's topic is a big one. No, we're not talking politics, not the weather, and not even tea. We're talking about something that is confusing, fascinating, and very, very British. That is, of course, the game of cricket. The sport of cricket. Now, apologies, I haven't made an episode in a while. I was actually in Beijing for a week, longer than a week, 9 days even. Flew on the Friday night after work and just came back on Sunday. So a little bit jet lagged Monday, Tuesday, but now's Wednesday. I'm back for you guys. Recording another episode, and I will adhere to try to make more episodes again and find some time amongst my busy schedule for you guys. Now, cricket. What is it? Why does it take 5 days? And how can a match end in a draw even after 5 days? Of course, I've got Winston, the British Bulldog, here with me, who insists he once met a cricketer in a pub in Yorkshire.
He bowled a beer mat at my head. I still don't know what happened.
Part 1. What even is cricket? Let's start at the very beginning. And trust me, that's indeed necessary. Because if you have never seen a game of cricket before, it can all look, well, confusing. Cricket is a bat and ball sport, much like baseball, played between two teams, each made up of 11 players. The game takes place on a large circular or oval field with a 22-yard long strip in the centre of the pitch. The main goal, the team that's batting tries to score as many runs as possible. The team that's bowling the ball tries to stop them. They try to get the batters out. Now, here's where it gets tricky. Cricket has many layers. At its core, it's a simple idea. Hit the ball and run. Now, you run between the wickets, which are in the middle of the pitch. The wickets consist of three tall stumps. So they're three tall pieces of wood, and then these small pieces of wood called the wickets on top of those three small stumps. So imagine three sticks standing up in the air, and then two small sticks that connect those big sticks at the top. Now, the rules, positions, and scoring system can all feel like a puzzle written in Shakespearean code.
And like Shakespeare, it only makes sense if you've had tea and a biscuit beforehand.
In a match, the two batters are on the field at the same time. They stand at opposite ends of the pitch. Now there's one bowler and they deliver the ball. They throw it overarm, not underarm, overarm to one of the batters. The batter has to try to hit the ball as far as possible. If they hit the ball and have time, the two batters run to each other's end, so the opposite end they're standing at, to score a run. That's called one run. If the batter hits the ball all the way to the boundary, so that's the outside of the circle, that's the edge of the field, they automatically score four runs. So imagine there's a rope around the outside of the field in a circle. And that is actually true because they do use a rope. If the ball hits that rope or goes over that rope, that's 4 runs. And if the ball flies over the rope, so flies over the boundary without
touching the ground. In proper British fashion, it's the only sport where someone can score 6 points while looking apologetic.
Now, as we said, there's a batting team and a fielding team. They're called fielding because they're on the field. Now, after the team bats, then they will also field next. So they take it in turns. So when there's 2 guys in the middle batting, trying to hit the ball, what do the other fielding team do? Now, the fielding team's job is to stop the batters from scoring, and more importantly, to get them out. How do they get them out? Well, they hit the wickets, so they hit the tall wooden stumps behind the batter with the ball. Or if the batter hits the ball into the air and it's caught, then they're out. Or there's some other special rules, like leg before wicket, which sounds like a law firm, but it's actually one of the sport's most controversial calls. We won't get into that now, that's too complicated. Once the 10 batters are out, then the team swap roles. And this is just the beginning. The real magic and madness of cricket is in its many formats, strange rules and glorious traditions. We'll get into that next.
Oh, and did I mention there's a break for tea halfway through? You know it's a proper sport when tea is built into the rules.
Different versions of cricket. Now this is where it gets a little more British. There are 3 main types of cricket matches. A test match, that's said T-E-S-T, like an exam, a test, and that can last up to 5 days. In that game, they'll play the whole day, usually from 11 a.m. in the morning to around 6 p.m. in the evening, up to 5 days until there's a winner. And Winston's right, in test match cricket, you have a break for tea where the players stop playing, drink tea, maybe eat cakes, and then play later. And you'll also have a break for lunch where the players will literally go and enjoy a dinner. That could be a classic English roast. Then you have 1-day internationals. So each team bats for 50 overs. Now each over has 6 balls in them. So they throw the ball 6 times in each over. And then 2020. This is a much shorter version. Fast and fun. And this is 20 overs. So 20 times 6. So 120 balls for the first team. And then 120 balls for the second team.
Test cricket is the only sport where you can break for tea twice a day and still not finish in time. Glorious.
Part 3. Why do Brits love cricket so much? Cricket is more than just a game. It's a culture, a way of life, and frankly, an excuse to spend 8 hours a day sitting in the sun, drinking tea, beer, and occasionally clapping. It's slow but tactical. Now, cricket is the most British sport imaginable. It's polite. It's old-fashioned. It's sitting on a beautiful meadow, watching the local village cricket club. The crowd claps, good play, even from the other team. And there's a sense of honour. You can actually be out for bad sportsmanship. It's old-fashioned England. That is cricket.
It's a game of gentlemen, tradition, and wearing jumpers even when it's 25 degrees.
Part 4. Vocabulary of cricket. Cricket has actually influenced the English language in everyday life. We weren't joking when we said cricket is an integral and important part of British culture. So let's go through a few phrases that come from cricket. It's just not cricket. That means something is unfair or not proper. What do you mean you cheated on the exam? That's just not cricket. You're having afternoon tea at 7 p.m. That's just not cricket. On a sticky wicket. That's when you're in a difficult situation. A good innings, used to describe a long and successful life. An innings in cricket is the time you spend at the crease batting. Bowled over. So literally that is when the bowler throws the ball and it hits the stumps, makes you out. But that means surprised or impressed.
Now, cricket might be British, but it's also massive worldwide. In India, cricket is a religion. In Australia, it's a battle with Britain every Ashes series. In Pakistan, Sri Lanka, the West Indies, New Zealand, and South Africa, it's absolutely huge. And if you want real passion, try watching an India-Pakistan match. That's not just a game. That's Shakespeare with sixes.
Cricket is more than just sport. It's ceremony. It's afternoon tea. It's a summer's day in Oxford with cucumber sandwiches and the distant thwack of leather on willow. To understand cricket is to understand the British soul. Confusing at first, slow to get going, but oddly comforting once you're in the rhythm. And if you ever feel confused, you're doing it right. So there you have it. Cricket explained by Winston and I, sort of. I'm sure you're more confused at the end of this episode than you were at the beginning. But don't worry, at least you've heard of the sport. So when someone mentions England, you can say, "Ah yes, they invented cricket," and you'll sound incredibly smart. It's a sport. It's a lifestyle, and it is one of Britain's most beloved pastimes that helped build these fantastic shores. Whether you end up loving it or still have no idea what's going on, it is part of understanding British culture. That's a wrap on today's episode of English with Fraser. I hope you enjoyed and learned something new. Remember, mastering English is all about immersing yourself in natural content. After all, we're making English effortless, one episode at a time. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Keep going. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and most importantly, share with a friend, family member, or colleague who also may be learning English. I'll be back soon with more natural English content. Until then, keep practicing, listening, and enjoy the journey. Bye for now.